Welcome to the Red Fox Roto Bullpen Reports on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Today is Saturday. It's July 25th. So we're now just 9 days away from the trade deadline on August 3rd. And as this is the second Sunday before the deadline, this can be a very good time to add a speculative reliever who could end up as their team's closer. After all the trade deadline dust has settled, this is the week to maybe pick someone up at a cheaper price. But one thing I've noticed, though, is that even this close to the trade deadline, there's incredibly little smoke to indicate any trade fires beyond the horizon. With that third wild card spot available, it's been there since 2022. You know, we see more teams delay their deadline decisions as they determine whether they can compete for a playoff opportunity or whether it's better to sell off pieces that aren't part of their 2027 plans. So when we look at relief pitching specifically, the market seems really thin on those high-end, high-leverage options. You know, last year we saw guys like Joan Duran, David Bednar, Mason Miller, Ryan Helsley, Camilo Doval, Kyle Finnegan, Griffin Jacks, they all got dealt in what was a very active relief pitching market. And most of those guys were their team's closer at the time of the trade, so it was very impactful. But this year, mostly crickets and the occasional tumbleweed. We do have some rumors swirling about, you know, the Padres maybe trading Mason Miller, but only if they're blown away by the return. So I think a trade still seems unlikely as of today. The Red Sox win streak has taken Aroldis Chapman off the market. And this was after reports surfaced that the White Sox were in advanced talks for Chapman before the win streak started, which is a strong signal that the White Sox could trade for a ninth inning arm, as I mentioned on Tuesday's show. So, you know, Grant Taylor owners, beware. Kirby Yates should be traded soon, but I mean, he may already be out as the Angels' current closer. More on that later. The Tigers could shake things up if they trade away Tarek Skubal, because it's likely they'd go all in and deal Kenley Jansen, possibly Kyle Finnegan. But at this point, I mean, we're getting into pure speculation territory, where the Reds could look to trade Emilio Pagan. You know, he's pitched well since returning from his hamstring injury. The Marlins are close to a wild card spot, but if they have a bad week, maybe they try to trade Pete Fairbanks. This podcast is too short to cover every potential scenario, but most scenarios involving the trade of a current closer this season won't end up happening anyway. So what I foresee as of today, which is subject to change quickly as we get closer to deadline day, but what I see is a deadline with less total upheaval than last year when so many closers were dealt, but possibly more surprises and volatility. This is the kind of season that we could see the mystery teams and those surprise trades if fewer strong bullpen arms are made available. That's something that could lead to some teams, you know, throwing out an unexpected reliever into the market if they think they can get a greater return because there's a weaker supply. Those are the kind of market conditions that actually could lead to a Mason Miller trade or something of a similar fantasy impact. Today is Saturday, though, and of course, on the Bullpen Report, that means it's a free agency preview for all of our Sunday Fab Leagues. So let's get into that and look at some targets that we have available this week. And I will start with those Angels. Kirby Yates should be on his way out of LA at the trade deadline, but he may already be out of that closer role, which would give us a head start on adding the best replacement option on the Angels. Yates blew a save chance a week ago, Friday. So 5 days later, he got some work in, pitched with the Angels down a run. Not a big deal. But last night, Yates was available. He was rested, and he was brought into the seventh inning with the Angels down by a run. So if you're a regular listener, you know how highly unusual that appearance was. It was the first time Kirby Yates had pitched earlier than the eighth inning since May 17th. And Sam Bachman, who has been the Angels' primary eighth inning guy for several months, he wasn't even used yesterday despite not pitching in the previous 6 days. I have to wonder if he's not 100% healthy or if something else is going on. So Ryan Zephyrjohn threw the ninth inning in a tie game, walked one, but preserved the tie. As of now, assuming Kirby Yates is gone in a week anyway, Ryan Zephyrjohn needs to be added as the best speculative option to take over primary ninth inning duties for the Angels, and he may already have that role. Zephyrjohn is available in 92% of the NFBC online championship leagues, so he's available almost everywhere. Now, looking at additional pitchers with a decent chance at a save next week, we have some options for streamers. Hogan Harris of the Athletics is available in 94% of leagues. Elvis Alvarado doesn't even have a save since he got two in a row over a month ago, and everyone wanted to name him the new A's closer. The A's only have two saves in all of July. Both have gone to Hogan Harris, and both in the past week. I think Harris is further ahead of the rest of the bullpen than any A's reliever has been all year, even if they remain heavily matchup based moving forward. Gregory Soto in Pittsburgh was dropped in 12% of leagues already, so not widely available, but he's still the closer for the Pirates for the next week. He could definitely be added as a streamer. The Pirates have expressed that they want to make some deadline moves, and that bullpen is definitely an area of the team where they could make some additions. So Soto is no guarantee beyond the week, but as a streamer, he is an option. Now, Jordan Romano in Colorado is available in 80% of leagues. And even though I say don't roster Rockies relievers, we can make exceptions for very short-term holds like streaming for a week. The Rockies only play five games next week, just three of those are at home. So the downside is less opportunity for a save chance, but that's balanced somewhat by five games, less opportunity to do damage to your ratios if Romano doesn't get a save chance. Tyler Wells of Baltimore, not widely available, just in 10% of leagues, but he definitely has had the momentum shift back his way from Andrew Kittredge, who briefly had that momentum a bit last week. But Kittredge is also a trade candidate on an expiring contract, so Tyler Wells could be a good play for the next week and the rest of the season. And now we get into the speculative territory. So these are pitchers who could be traded into a good situation for saves, which is a less likely scenario, or those pitchers who could ascend into a closer role or at least a share of the job after the team's closer is dealt away. So it's important to remember that most of these will not pan out. So the acquisition cost should be cheap. That roster spot you're using should be flexible. We're not dropping solid starting pitchers, for example, just to chase long shot save chances. So I start with Jeff Hoffman of the Blue Jays. Toronto isn't going anywhere. They should be open to trading Hoffman's $10 million plus salary for next year, even if they have to eat some of it for a worthwhile return. Now, early in the season, when Hoffman was struggling, but while he still was the team's closer, I spoke a lot about how he's been stung as much by a high BABIP and bad luck as he has been by, occasionally some poor pitch selection and command. I don't typically like narratives, but he seems like a guy who could benefit from a change in scenery getting a mental reset with a new coaching staff. Could Jeff Hoffman find the right opportunity to gain save chances again with a team like the White Sox, who we believe is in search of a ninth inning option? Maybe a team like the Cubs, who could use him in a closer role until Daniel Palencia is ready to return. And who knows if the money could be made to match up? A team like the Pirates, who don't want to add payroll, but you know, maybe they could search it for a guy like Weaver to use in the ninth inning, or a guy like Hoffman. I was getting a little ahead because our next pitcher is Luke Weaver of the Mets. And now he might not be traded at all, but he does have a chance of landing in the right place like Hoffman. And Weaver could be a fit for the same teams, as I mentioned, for Hoffman. But he would also be a high priority addition for all the top contenders, those with an entrenched closer, where Weaver would not become the closer. Now, getting a little deeper down the well of spec options, I have next up Steven Cruz in Kansas City. The Royals are terrible. They should be dealing away as much of their bullpen as possible. Alex Lang isn't the answer. Lucas Erceg wasn't the answer. The team doesn't seem to want to give Daniel Lynch IV a shot, who has been their best reliever. John Schreiber and Matt Strom are the likeliest to be traded away. They're free agents at the end of the year. Now, Steven Cruz is not a great pitcher, but he was just awarded a save chance in the past week. He converted it, despite allowing a solo homer. So he's just a guy who could rise into a more prominent role if several pitchers ahead of him are traded. Now, down in Miami, I think Michael Peterson and Anthony Bender are potentially options. Calvin Fauché has had a really rough July, and he's also had his shot at closing games for the Marlins before. But I do think Anthony Bender could be a solid choice if somehow Pete Fairbanks ends up being traded. That has to happen first. But Bender has been used over multiple innings much more often this year. So I think that versatility opens the door some for Michael Peterson as well, who has had a really nice season. Now, the Marlins would probably be more of a committee without Fairbanks involved. So neither Michael Peterson nor Anthony Bender should be a priority addition, but they can definitely be in our bid queues for a dollar, you know, just to see if you get lucky. Now, my next speculative reliever who could have more significant value is Jeremiah Estrada on the Padres. Like I said earlier, a Mason Miller deal still seems unlikely. But if the Padres do trade Miller and they end up selling, guys who could take over that closer role like Jason Adam, Adrian Morejon, they're both free agents next year. And in that situation, you're probably looking at trading them as well. That would leave Estrada as the best reliever who would remain, and he could even end up becoming their closer of the future. Estrada is currently on the injured list, but he is in AAA on a rehab assignment, so he should be due back probably right around the deadline. So that timing could work out for him. But again, this is in the very unlikely instance that Mason Miller and the other relievers are traded. Now, the last pitcher I will mention today is Ben Joyce of the Angels. Joyce's rehab was also moved up to AAA, so he's getting closer to a return. His fastball is back over 100 miles per hour. I don't see a scenario where the Angels just throw him into the closer job immediately. I think it, you know, they'll give him some time to work back into form at the MLB level. But Joyce, of course, has always had that closer type label because of the high velocity. And just for that alone, he could be a factor later in August, September. But of course, he needs to prove he can be healthy and effective throwing 102 miles per hour like he does. Now, Ben Joyce won't be available in many NFBC leagues at all because in most, he wasn't drafted. But on other platforms where all free agents are available, he could be a potential stash. So that wraps things up for this Saturday's free agency edition. It is a light week on legit save sources. It's much bigger on specs, but we will see how the week unfolds and what the landscape looks like next week when we're only a few days away from that trade deadline. Before we go, though, it's time to welcome back the Red Fox Roto Kid to give us this week's best waiver targets. It's time for Henry's Hero, so welcome, Henry.
Thank you, Dad. So Ryan Zephyrjan, is that right? And Tyler Wells are worth bids for next week and beyond. Gregory Soto and Hogan Harris are one, is that right, Harris? Are 1 week streamers. Jeff Hoffman, Luke Weaver, and Ben Joyce are the most interesting specs based on what we know right now.
All right. Thank you again, Henry, for that excellent summary. And thanks everybody for listening today to the Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Catch up with me again on Tuesday for what will become my annual longer trade deadline preview, where I'll try to go team by team and see what we have for rumors, speculation, and hopefully hard news by that time. I may even try for a special guest to join me. We'll see. But until then, let's close it out.